permission from any governments for their mandate activities. Resolution 16-21 stresses the need for full transparency in the funding of the special procedures. We note that special rapporteur receiving the highest amount of funds is Ms. Alina Dohan, over $8 million in the last 3 years. Her office received $160,000 from China in 2020, $200,000 in 2021, and another $200,000 in 2023. For ethics and integrity, appearances matter. Does this council think it's right for a rapporteur to receive up to $600,000 from China, to then visit that country at Beijing's request and issue a report that entirely adopts Beijing's false narrative? Ms. Dohan's report shocked the Uyghur human rights community in the world. It ignores crimes against humanity against the Uyghurs, and it undermines the legitimacy of sanctions to fight state-imposed forced labor and the genocide. In 2021, the UN Board of Auditors expressed concern about agreements between mandate holders and the funders. Accordingly, we ask, will the Council publish any agreements between Ms. Dohan's office and the states donating to her mandate, including China? Will the UN defend its own principles of being impartial, honest, and truthful?
Excellence, distinguée déléguée, je voudrais rappeler